Friday, Torah Marsha Tessain, Sivan Tovshin Ein Ches, Ripper Folkamp.
Good morning. And a good 5 days from Shabbos, and 2 days to Shabbos. Isn't that a novel greeting? Good 1 day from Shabbos, 5, 6 days to Shabbos, because the truth is that we go from Shabbos to Shabbos. Shabbos extends its influence well into the week. How do we know that Shabbos extends its influence into the week? Where's the halacha that says that Shabbos carries on well after Shabbos into the week? Havdalah. Sorry? And? Yeah, you say Havdalah till Tuesday, till what? Till 3 days into the week? Tuesday night, you say Havdalah. And also we count a little oimeh, mini oimeh, if you think Shavuos. We count 49 days. Every week we count for Shabbos. Hayom Yom Rishon. Bashabbos, it means 1 day from the last Shabbos. And then it's to the next Shabbos. So we are always moving between Shabbosos to Shabbosos. So just to give a bit of an insight into this moving from Shabbos towards Shabbos, from Shabbos to the next Shabbos, I would like to share an insight I learned from Rav Hutner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and to establish why Shabbos is what it is and the meaning of various things that we do in association with Shabbos, and maybe we'll live Shabbos a little bit more enlightened with a bit more insight into the ways of Chazal and how they viewed Shabbos. There is an interesting Gemara discussing a peculiar halacha. What happens if a person is traveling and they lose track of time? They lose track of time. They don't know which day it is anymore, and they don't know when to keep Shabbos. So what should this person do? And there's two opinions in the Gemara. There's one opinion in the Gemara, which is understandable, that you should do like Hashem did. Work for 6 days and rest for the seventh. Keep Shabbos 7 days from now. Whether, I suppose, Miktas Hayom Kekulai, today is day one where you realize you've lost count, so today is day one of the week, and so on and so forth. And in 7 days from now, you keep Shabbos. That's what Hashem did. He worked for 6 days, he created, and then came Shabbos. That's easier to understand. The harder to understand opinion is the second Manda Omar, where he says you should do what Adam HaRishon did. Because Adam was created straight into Shabbos. In the last bit of the day, the ebb of Yom HaShishi, that's when he was created and he came into Shabbos. So he comes into Shabbos straight away, and he has the reverse of Hashem. Whereas Hashem had 6 days of work and then Shabbos, Adam had Shabbos and then 6 days of work. Sorry, he had a little bit, a bit of Friday, but not much. No, what wasn't... To Adam, it was the opposite of Hashem. So therefore, this man, the Omar, says, do what Adam did, and you should keep Shabbos straight away. Keep Shabbos straight away, and then you have 6 days, and then it's Shabbos again, like Adam. So, question is, what is this man, the Omar? What's the thinking of this man, the Omar? Why Adam? What's Adam got to do with this? And what's the significance of the fact that Adam had Shabbos, then week, whereas Hashem had Shabbos, and had the week, and then Shabbos? What's the meaning? So, imagine a person cannot keep a mitzvah for whatever reason. The truth is, in reality, a lot of the mitzvahs that we do nowadays, we're not mechuyev to do because we don't have Eretz Yisrael. It's not bizman shebeis hamikdash kaim. Rov klal Yisrael are not in Eretz Yisrael. A lot of mitzvahs we do are begeder hatzivi lachot tziyunim, where we want to make sure we don't forget about the mitzvahs, so we keep them so that we know what they are. They're a zecher. But, what does it achieve? Besides the fact that we don't forget about it, what does it really achieve? If a person can't do something, like Avraham Avinu, he couldn't do that kedah, so what does he do? I'll do something else instead. What does that achieve? Sorry? Okay, in and of itself, never mind how it figures for others. So, when a person is ne'anas v'loy osa, the more he wants to do it, the greater his schar is. How do I show how much I really, really wanted to do this mitzvah? If I do as much as I can or something else instead, it greatens, it elevates it gives force, extra force to my desire. I really want to do it, but I'm sitting in my armchair not doing anything. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I really wanted to, but I don't have to, fine. So the difference between the person who can't do something and tries to do something, and the person who can't do something and doesn't do anything, is in that which this person has elevated the whole of their desire to do it, and it gives extra strength to it, and mistome, it gives a greater schar to it, because you've shown how much you wanted. Your wanting, chishev la'asos, is much greater. Now what happens when a person can't keep Shabbos? What should they do? You can't keep Shabbos, because you don't know when Shabbos is. You're not, when this person who's lost in the Midbar, he wants to keep Shabbos, he keeps a day, it's not Shabbos, because it's not Shabbos. All it is a case of, chishev la'asos, he wanted to do it, and he couldn't do it. So he's nenas, he gets chah as if he did. How much chah does he get as if he did? Well, how much did he want to do it? How much did you want to do it? That's how you get the schar. So by keeping a day of Shabbos, he shows how much he wanted to, so that gives him the greatest schar. It elevates his whole chishev. I want it so much, I'm even going to spend a day wanting it. I'm going to spend a day. So that's the gedder. So in other words, this person over here who's keeping Shabbos is not really keeping Shabbos. He's just doing something to show how much he wants to show that actually I really do want this thing. I'm a begedder machshava. So now let's take that and move on a bit. In the Shabbos of the creation, there's two elements. In the reality, Shabbos came at the end of creation. The 6 days of creation, and all of us, and here is Shabbos. Now there's a rule that the more important something is, the later on it comes in the production. However, you always start with that thing first. That's in the plans. So for example, if I want to build a throne room, I build a palace around a throne room. The throne room is the center of the palace. So I start, the first design, the first page of the design is the throne room. And around that, after that, I build everything, I design everything. However, when it comes to actually building it, behechrach, you build all the lesser things first. Right? It's a bit like an actor. When they write the play, they write the play for the main actor. Then they write the play for everybody else. However, when they're building the set, when everything else is happening, he's the one who walks onto the stage last. You've got all the music playing then. You design the music for the play after you design the play. So the more important a thing is, the earlier it is in the machshava, and therefore the later it is in the maisa. Sorry, like the Mishkan, precisely that, exactly that concept of Bezalel and the Mishkan, and that's the discussion between Bezalel and Moshe, and that's Soif Maisa b'machshava techila. The later something comes in Maisa, that's a proof that it was earlier in the machshava, that it's much more central. So Shabbos, when Shabbos came in the Bria, it's a Soif Maisa, it came at the end, which proves that it was b'machshava techila. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because they come earlier, that's how we know they're not so important. Because Shabbos comes at the end, therefore we know that this was Hashem's original intention. In other words, Hashem's intention was there should be Shabbos. I want there to be Shabbos. I'm creating a world for Shabbos. That's what it's all there for. The whole thing is for Shabbos. But I can't have Shabbos if I don't create the world and create everything in it. I can't have that. So I have to create it all, and then comes Shabbos. Soif Maaseh B'machshava Techila. So in other words, if we could create the throne room without anything else, we would do so, but we can't. We'd love, Hashem says, I'd love to have Shabbos and then everything else, but I can't. I have to make everything else to have the Shabbos. So therefore we see when Shabbos first came, there were two things happening. Because don't forget that what Hashem wanted to have, Adam actually did have. Hashem wanted there to be Shabbos first. This is it. This is the crown jewels. But he couldn't have the crown jewels without creating the building around it. So he had to build it, then it comes. But for Adam, it was the other way around. Adam fulfilled the original machshava of Hashem. Because Adam walked into Shabbos first. And then he had the Bria. Then he experienced the rest of the Bria. So on the first Shabbos of the world, when Adam walked into Shabbos, two things were happening. There was the Sof Maisa of Hashem. There was the culmination of the Bria, where this is the most important thing, and I can't have it without building everything first. But there was also the Machshava Tchila, because Adam was actually experiencing what Hashem couldn't do, so to speak. He came into Shabbos, and then he experienced the world. He came into that peak of the Bria, that peak of creation, that peak of time, that most elevated time, straight away, which couldn't happen elsewhere. So there was a Sof Maisa in that first Shabbos, there was a Machshava Tchila. Okay? So now, this man Zohar says, when I'm keeping Shabbos, that's not really Shabbos, it's only a Machshava of Shabbos. It's just an intention for Shabbos. Why don't we then keep that Shabbos as it was, b'machshava tchila, as it was originally in the intention? And the intention was to have Shabbos and then everything else, because that's the most important time. And therefore this man Dama says, if I'm anyway not actually keeping Shabbos, I'm just keeping it b'machshava. It's in my mind that I want to keep Shabbos, and I'm doing this as a thought for Shabbos. As a chishev la'aseh, I really, really want to keep Shabbos, but I can't. So therefore this man Dama in the Gemara says, you should therefore keep that Shabbos like the chishev, like the machshava tchila was, like Adam actually did have it, because Adam had Shabbos b'machshava tchila. He came into Shabbos and then there was the world. So those are the two opinions of the Gemara. And therefore we see that Shabbos has in it, straight away, two different elements. It's the end of the Bria, but it's also the beginning of the Bria. It's also the beginning. And if Hashem could, he would have made Shabbos first. The world would have started on Shabbos. But you can't. So it's the end of the week, but for Adam, it's actually the beginning of the Bria. He walks straight into a Shabbos, it's the Machshava Tchila, he comes into Shabbos, and then he feeds off that Shabbos into the rest of the week. Likras Shabbos, lechuven elcha. Let us go and meet the Shabbos. Let's meet Shabbos. Why should I go and greet Shabbos? Why does Shabbos not come to us? Everything else comes to us. All the other moyadim, they come to us. We don't go and greet them. We don't do kabbalas moyad. We let it come to us. Why do we go and greet Shabbos? Ki hi mekoir habracha. Because Shabbos is a source. Shabbos is the source of everything. It was with Shabbos in mind that everything was created. It is the source. And something which is a mokor, a source, you go to it. It doesn't come to you. Like the person who comes collecting for the tzedakah, for the yeshiva, he doesn't sit in shul and wait for the balabos to come to him, to wait for the menadev to come to him. I'll be in shul at this and this time, come to me to give me your donations then. He chases around after him, and he phones up, when are you available? When can I come to you? Because to a makor, you go to it. So therefore, we go towards Shabbos. So if that is the case, why did it come? Meirosh mikedem nesucha. So Shabbos was elevated right at the beginning. Nosich means it's a prince, it's a glorious thing. Why then does it come at the end? Why is it not at the beginning? And that the answer to that is Sof Maisa b'machshava tchila. Really, it is machshava tchila, but practically speaking, it has to come to Sof Maisa. And therefore, Shabbos is in a dual thing. It's the end, but it's the beginning, and in Adam's life, it comes first. In the physical world, it comes last, but it's b'machshava tchila, but in Adam's life, it actually comes first, and that is the Shabbos of Adam Arishon. Okay? It's an interesting thing we find in the Gemara, that we have to do hachana for Shabbos. Now, the halacha says, when should you do hachana for Shabbos? Sorry? Well, that's a machlokes, whether you do hachana all week long, and then the next thing you find. But in halacha, that applies to us, in Shulchan Aruch. When do you start your preparations for Shabbos? Friday morning. Zerizim, magdimim lemitzvah, vayashkem avron baboike. And that's not true. I just said a lie. Sorry? No, we start Friday morning. But the inaccuracy was not in that we start Friday morning. It's in the reason I gave for it. What did I say? Is it because of Zerizim, magdimim lemitzvah? It's not. How do we know it's not because of Zuzu Makdima LeMitzvah? Because the reason Makdima LeMitzvah, like you do a bris first thing in the morning, every mitzvah that you have to do today you do straight away. So the reason Makdima LeMitzvah is learned from a pasuk of Ayashkim Avraham Baboike, that you have an obligation to do today, do it now. But preparing for Shabbos on Friday morning, we learn from a different pasuk. We learn from the pasuk of Eichinu Eis Hashem Aviyu, they should prepare, let them prepare now. So we learn from there, prepare straight away on Friday morning. So apparently, preparing on Friday morning for Shabbos is much, much more than just the regular aspect of Zerizim Makdima LeMitzvah. It's more than that. There's something else over here. And what is this? This subject. What is this inyan of preparing straight away on Friday morning? I'm not sure. I think that would be too much. I mean, in a way, we are mechab. We say hayoyim b'Shabbos. We're constantly looking to. Sorry. Yeah, is that why we do it? It's a hachana for the next Shabbos. It could be. Yeah, well, we do find that we do look towards the next Shabbos. We count from Shabbos. It's a, like we said, it's a mini sphere soimis. Straight away, we're counting from Shabbos to Shabbos. But the hachana for this Shabbos, the halacha is kaveh, it's on Friday, it's from the Torah. So it's more than just simply a case of Zeriza Magdim Lissa. What's the extra inyan over here? So I think this has a very, very deep idea. Because we are told by the Torah to keep Shabbos like Hashem did. Like Hashem kept Shabbos, I want you to keep a Shabbos. Where does the Torah say so? Where does the Torah demand of us that we keep Shabbos like Hashem kept Shabbos? So it says a pasuk. What does it say? Ki sheishes yomim also Hashem es hashomayim es haaretz. Like Hashem, he created the world, he worked for 6 days, and then he kept Shabbos. You should do the same. But we can't, can we? Because the Shabbos of Adam is always the other way around. Adam, which we are, Adam always had Shabbos first. Where do we, as Adam, as representatives of the Machshav Tchila, have an opportunity to demonstrate, to fulfill the Sheishes Yomim also Hashem, and then he kept Shabbos? Where do we have that if Shabbos always for Adam began with Shabbos, and then it came afterwards? And therefore, in order to chaperine this and to try and give some element of working towards this specific Shabbos, because everything we do came from the last Shabbos. So therefore, the Chazal were koveya, the Torah was koveya, that you should pack her into Friday as much as you can actions that are a gedder of creation specifically headed towards this Shabbos. So therefore, the covered Shabbos that we're doing is to try and be like Hashem as well, to try and make this Shabbos a culmination of the last week, as well as what it is for us anyway, the creation of the previous week. And therefore, when we stand up on Friday morning and straight away after Shacharis, we go a bit of shopping, what we're doing is we're being like Hashem. We're creating and then having a Shabbos. We're saying that Shabbos for us is the original intention, and everything we're building up to is to this, just like it was for Hashem. And then we come into Shabbos, and it is the same again for Adam. It's Machshava Tchila. It comes as the headline of the whole of the Bria. It's a Machshava Tchila. It is both. So therefore, we have the in our Shabbos, in our Hachana le Shabbos on Friday morning, we are like Hashem. We're creating, and then comes Shabbos, and then we are like Adam again. We have Shabbos, and then we have the next week, because that's how it was with Adam. And therefore, when we stand on Kiddush on Friday night, we have a bit of a chutzpah, really, don't we? It's a bit of a chutzpah. Whereas with all Moyadim comes Pesach by night, do you mention Erev Pesach in the Kiddush? Do you mention the days before in Shavuos? We don't. It's Kiddush, it's Kiddush, it's the cutoff. But with Kiddush on Friday night, we're talking about the weekday. Why do we say that? It's a bit of a bit out of place to draw Shabbos and to mention the weekday. It's the time of Shabbos. There should be no mention of the weekday. However, to be like Hashem and to show that Shabbos is a culmination of the creation of the world, Therefore, we mention the week. The whole of the week has led up to this point. So therefore, when we stand on Shabbos, we're ending and we're beginning. We're showing that Shabbos is not just the end of the Bria in practice, but it is also the Machshava Tchila. It is both. We keep both of those things. We demonstrate like Hashem, we have to create to have a Shabbos, but we also demonstrate like Adam that Shabbos begins. Shabbos is the height of everything from which everything goes forward and draws its inspiration and draws its chios. It comes from there. So we go up to Shabbos like Hashem did, and we go down from Shabbos like Adam did, and we do both of those things on Shabbos, and there's the centrality of Shabbos to our week. It ends our week and it begins it as well. There is a very unusual, strange thing that happens on Shabbos, and that is the mitzvah to say Kiddush. What is unusual, very strange, different about the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos? Very strange, and to any other Kedusha. There are lots of times where we declare things to be holy. We don't anymore have such a day where we say, this is Kodosh, that is Kodosh. You declare things to be holy. But there's something about the mitzvah of Kiddush that's very unusual, very different. What is that? What would you say? Very, very strange thing. How many times do we make Kiddush on Shabbos? Sorry? When? By night and day, it's not, you're wrong. We don't do it twice. It is Kiddush. Okay. Some do it by Shalosh Shudas as well. But we also do another Kiddush. No. Okay. Fair enough, in the Tefillah, there's another time when we actually do Kiddush on Shabbos. Only we don't call it Kiddush. No. We call it... Sorry? Havdalah. No? Am I not right? Okay. So you say it's after Shabbos and we call it something else, but it's actually the din of Kiddush. Zochre siyama Shabbos lekadoshoi, zochreu bichnisosoi, zochreu bitziosoi. So Havdalah is actually Kiddush. That, it's the same din, it's the same halacha. It's the same makar, to make Havdalah at the end of Shabbos as to make Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos. So this Kiddush after Shabbos is unusual, it's very strange. Where do you find, when you're making something holy, you say, I declare this to be holy now. I give it its Kiddush, I declare its Kiddush at the outset. Where do you find that you declare something to be holy afterwards? Backwards. This was holy that went by. And it's the same Kiddush. And more than that, why do we say Kiddush? Which bracha do we say Kiddush in Shemoneh Esrei? Atochein. And why? What's the reason given? There's several reasons given. What are they? Sorry? Imein das Havdalah minayin. If a person doesn't have das, then there's no such thing as Havdalah. What's the meaning of that? Das means chibur. Das means to join things up together, to connect with something. Why does it mean chibur? Like vayeda odom. Odom eschavo. Vahodom yoda eschavo. To have the closest connection to something, that is das. Why is it das? Because in order to be connected to something, you almost have to be it. In order to understand something properly, you almost have to be inside that thing and be it itself. So to have proper das, you have to have a chibur. Not like, you know, in anthropology, when they study societies. So the first rule of anthropology is that you can't ever understand a society from the outside. You always have to go and study societies from the inside. Which they never do, because they always come. So the journalist comes, he wants to live within the Jewish community to write up about it. But instead of coming into it and living in it and understanding it from inside, he brings his whole packet of biases and he interprets everything in view of that. And then he does a write up. So like Reb Shlomo Volbe says, that he had a tradition from his rebbes that you can't talk about a shitta of Torah or an approach to Yiddishkeit that you haven't actually lived in your own flesh. Why do such and such a group do this? You have to go live it. Because the main das, if you're not mechubar to it, then you can't understand it. And the other side of chibur is havdalah. If you don't know what's appropriate for you to be connected to, then you can't distinguish between one thing and the other. You can't not know what is not appropriate for you to be connected to. So das means to be mechubar to something, to be involved. That's one reason given in the Gemara why we put it in Chayne Ados. If you want to be able to tell the difference between Shabbos and the week, then you have to have das. Without das, you can't be mechubar, you can't join anything. You can't be attached to anything, you can't understand it. There's another reason given. What is that? What's the reason why we say it in Chayne Ados? Because it's the first of the weekday brachas. It's the first bracha of the Tefillah Shel Chol, so you say Havdalah in Chayne Ados. Which is a pele, because Shabbos is Kiddush for, Havdalah is Kiddush for Shabbos. It's part of Kiddush. So we would say Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, in the middle of Shemoneh Esra on Erev Shabbos, in the middle of the middle brachas. That's no good. So why do we say Kiddush at the end of Shabbos, after the Kedusha is already finished, in the weekday brachas, and the whole thing talks about Shabbos, the Kiddusha of Shabbos in the weekday brachas. What's the meaning of this? So the inyan is like this. The Kiddush coming into Shabbos is Hashem's Kiddush. It's the Kiddush Hashem made when he was Mekadish the Shabbos after he created the world. This was the culmination of his Bria. For us, it's the Kiddush we're making is on the Kiddusha that leads into the week. This is the Machshava Tchila that Hashem had. So we stand on Motzi Shabbos as we're walking into the week already. We're walking into Chol and we're taking with us that Kedusha of Shabbos. That is the Machshava Tchila. We are now going from the peak, the ultimate of the creation, out into the world, from which we're taking the whole of the Kedusha of Shabbos with us. So the Havdalah of Shabbos, the Kiddush of Shabbos, is really making Shabbos the source of the Kedusha for the whole week ahead. We're doing the Machshavat Chol. Hashem says, I want you to live in Shabbos. You can't live in Shabbos. At least take Shabbos with you into the rest of the week. Take everything that you've taken, learn from Shabbos, and absorb from Shabbos, and allow that to permeate through the rest of the week. So it's Kiddush, in a way, on the whole of the week. That's what the Kedusha, the Kiddush of Shabbos is over there. That's why we make Kiddush all the way into the week. We make it up until Tuesday, because really the Kedusha of Shabbos permeates well beyond the borders of Shabbos, and if we allow it to, if we take it with us, it goes right up till Tuesday, it goes into the rest of it. Because there's a Soif Maisa in Shabbos, and there's a Machshava Tchila. There's Hashem's Shabbos, and there's the Shabbos of Adam, and they both come together in that one day. Just to finish this off, so on Havdalah, as we're approaching the week, we're blessing the week with the Kedusha of Shabbos. We're taking the Kedusha of Shabbos and declaring this to be the source of everything that happens in the world. The ideal, this is the harbor, this is the home destination, and it's from here that we go out into the week and where we're going to come back to. We do something very, another interesting thing. We light a fire and we say, Boire Ma'ire Ha'esh. Why do we do that? Because Adam did it. Why did Adam do it? He saw the light. Because he made light on, he discovered, or he found Eish, fire, the ability to create fire on Motzi Shabbos. Very strange, why not Sunday morning? Because he didn't need it. But okay, he didn't need it. He needed it when it was dark. So he found it, it came dark, he needed to discover Eish, fine. But it's interesting also, with no other Birchas Hanenin, do we make a bracha on the moment of its discovery. We make a bracha when we have Hanah from it, when we have pleasure. I have pleasure from eating this apple. I don't say, or potatoes, when were potatoes first discovered? At such and such a time in the week, 6 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, somebody was digging and he found potatoes. Yes, it's a Berchus and a Berchus HaShavach. But no other Hanor do we have, do we give a Shavach that it was discovered. We have this hana, so we enjoy, when you have the pleasure, you make a bracha. You don't make a bracha for the shevach of the discovery besides for this one. I don't think there's another. Can you think of any others? I don't think of any other shevach that we have, hana that we have, where we have specifically a brachas shevach, and it's fixed into havdalah because that's the time it happened. It must be more than that. And if you look at the words of the Medrash does say this. B'motzi Shabbos, Nosanai Kodesh Baruch Hu Das, Ba'odom HaRishoin, Me'ein Dugmo Shel Malo. Hashem inspired Odom with some revelation. Ke'ilu he was Hashem. And Ve'hei Vishnei Avonim, he brought stones. V'tochnon Zebozev Yotzmeim. In other words, Hashem inspired Odom with a Ruach HaKodesh, that if you do this, there'll be fire. So this was a plan from Hashem, that Odom should discover Eish at this time, and there's a reason we remember it. So Rav Hutner, he finishes this off, and he says that the creation, the opening round of Briyas Olam was what? Vayoyimer Elokim, let there be light. Hashem created light as the first thing. So in the Maisa Techila, when the world was first created, the creation of light was the opening round. So in Adam's cycle of Machshava Techila, then when Adam comes into his week, Hashem says, you should know that this is the Machshava Techila, and now the whole Bria takes its source from here, so let's do a Yehi Ayir as well, just to stamp the creation of the Machshava Techila on this as well. Just like in the Maisa Techila, when I created the world, I had to create first, I made light first. Now that I have a Machshava Techila, where Shabbos comes first in your life cycle, so I want you also to show that your creation is connected to the Bria, it flows from Shabbos, and it's like Briyas Olam again now, and therefore let's make light now. So really when we do have Dollar, we're making Shabbos the source of the world, the source of the week. We're elevating Shabbos to what Hashem wanted Shabbos to be. This is the day that I'd like the world to live in. This is what it should be. I'd like to start here. And I want this to be the source of everything. So therefore, Hashem made Adam a mini Boirei Olam as well. And he made Yehi Or, let there be light. The world is now taking its creation from Shabbos. And therefore, when we come to the day of Shabbos, we're not just finishing the week. Bo Shabbos, Bo Menucha. Time to put the feet up. Finished. We're recognizing Shabbos as the day, the culmination of the creation. But as we come towards the end of Shabbos, we also take Shabbos and we say Shabbos is the source of creation. It's the Machshava Techila. And we take the Kedusha of Shabbos and the inspiration of Shabbos, and we take that with us into the week. And we count from Shabbos to Shabbos, because that is our Chiyus. That is the source of our Chiyus and our connection to Hashem. And it's something that goes way beyond just the 24 hours in which we actually keep Shabbos. And therefore, may we be zeicha to observe the Kedusha of Shabbos, and may it give us a chios, not just for the days ahead, but for the days gone, but for the days ahead as well as for the days that have gone by. Shkach.